My name is Ava Garib, and I'm a fifth grader at Cascadia. I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, 38 Minutes. It was just an ordinary day when the emergency hologram showed up. Concern and worry spread across Spacecraft 800. Everyone packed in the only safe, missile-proof room while they wondered whether they would make it out alive. Kind people do harsh things when death is a possibility. Watch how human nature takes control over citizens of Spacecraft 800's choices. This story was inspired by January 13th's chaos in Hawaii when a Hawaiian government employee pushed the wrong button and sent an alert warning of an incoming ballistic missile from North Korea. It took 38 minutes for the government to fix this error, just as it took 38 minutes for the head of Spacecraft 800 to send the hologram with the correct data. Minute 14. A baby began to cry. "Silence that baby," the man with red hair shouted. "Crying takes up too much oxygen." Mr. Zimmerman ordered two men to send the baby out of the evacuation bunker. "Wait, I can make her quiet," the mother said. She began nursing the baby until she was quiet. The men retreated to their bunks. Minute 20. "These may be the last minutes of my life," Fiona thought. She glanced at the clock on the wall. 20 minutes had already elapsed since the hologram warning had been issued. Fiona's mind was eerily calm. She was remembering her frustrations with her mom, how she felt Leo was always favored, how she wanted to run away to a different family sometimes. Before today, those were the big challenges of her life. Now, they seemed trivial. Fiona looked around at everyone. They all had worried, fretful faces. Even Mr. Zimmerman clutched his cane tightly, a small bead of sweat trickling down his forehead. Mothers were holding their children, praying for the best. The children didn't dare make a sound after the incident with the mother and the baby. Minute 27. Fiona and Leo were sitting on the top bunk while Anne lay on the bottom bunk rubbing her head. That's when Fiona noticed it. A family of a mother, father, and son were sitting across from them. The son was hyperventilating. His brown bangs covered his eyes as if to help him go unnoticed. Other people began staring at the boy, too. "Emmett, slow your breath," the mom whisper commanded. Emmett shook his head, wide-eyed with fear. "This kid needs to be thrown out. He's wasting our oxygen," someone said. "No, he can slow his breathing," his father stammered. He whispered something to Emmett. Emmett shook his head. His lips moved, but no sound came out. Mr. Zimmerman ordered two men to take Emmett out of the evacuation bunker. "Wait, don't open the door to the spacecraft," Anne said, sitting up. "There are hundreds of people outside the door wanting to get in." The people in the evacuation bunker could hear the distant clawing and pounding on the other side of the metal door. Fiona looked at her mother, puzzled. Had she said this to save Emmett or to save herself? "Very well, then," Mr. Zimmerman acknowledged. "Take him to the airlock."